Maryland's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire. Presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
Wire 1049 1019 AM 1260. Oh, yeah. Turn it up, Sammy. Let's get it going. Yes! Didn't know the microphone was on! Sammy did it to me again. All right. You know it. Hour number two of the Wagner Wire. So happy. See, when Zay's not in here, I just start spouting out show tunes and stuff like that. We got to get that under control here. All right, so no Al Walsh at the bottom of the hour. It's George's birthday. It's his puppy's birthday. So, of course, you know, we like dogs more than we like people here on the Wagner Wire. Oh, yeah, man. Great hour. Hour number one, as usual. That's just good producing by Sammy. He's already getting it up on the Horn SoundCloud page. Go to hornfm.com right now. Download that sucker. Update. Fulham beat Liverpool. That's right. 1-0. Manchester City, Manchester United about to kick off. We'll keep you updated on that all throughout the hour. But y'all know the drill, man. Top of the hour at 10 o'clock at Sam's Stash. We get a little crazy there.
Yo, man, before we get into Sam's Stash, Walsh's dog having a birthday.
So he
that's some
out,
WPS
dude.
Stuff right there.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, might as well just make it the anthem. Might as well just make it our anthem.
WPS.
Yeah, you can say it.
I'm missing out on what we're talking about with WPS.
We'll fill you in, man.
We'll fill you in.
Is that an innuendo in and of itself?
Just think of people who would celebrate their dog's birthday are WPS people. That's all.
Okay.
That's all you can figure it out.
I want to start saying words on the air until you guys stop me and tell me.
This ain't the special word. Secret word!
We gotta do a secret word.
Hey, so you know what? Some fans actually tweeted at me and asked me how the special word works. Because they tell me that they have heard the secret word several times and it hasn't been buzzed.
I believe you.
So they're confused.
We'll see.
And what happens? Do you get shocked or anything back there if we say the secret word? Like, do you get tortured? They want to see you get hurt.
I'd be down, honestly.
No, I'm not against violence in the workplace. Is not cool.
This is a workplace is stretching.
So what are you gonna do? You gonna put some electricity things on your nipples or what?
Yeah, honestly, dude.
It'll get a little weird.
If we could get a shot collar, honestly, I'd be down for a shot collar.
Whoa.
Like,
whoa. What are we talking about here?
What do you mean? What are we talking about? A shot collar?
Do I get the control? Do I get the joystick?
Yes. If I hit the buzzer and you guys have said the secret word, I will be shocked by a shot collar. But for the listeners who have questioned why you guys might have said the secret word and I didn't buzz the secret word, there's a very, very simple explanation.
Why?
And it's that I'm stupid.
Tell us why, Sam.
It's that I'm really dumb. And I don't... I pay attention, but I don't pay that close of attention. It's hard to do the segment and also be aware of the word at the same time.
There's a lot going on. It's good producing.
I do hear
it. You shocked the board last week.
I did. Did you hear that? Did you know about that?
Okay, I heard, especially
so
from
it's been a while
our technician.
It's been a while since we've had to deal with that type of stuff with shocking the board.
Yeah.
We shock it pretty frequently at our other spot, but, dude, We were just all sorts of, if we can have a good show last week, and if people didn't mind the show last week, we could do anything. That's where I'm at, right? Like, I woke up today just, we can do anything.
Anything?
Not so much anything.
Anything's better than the bottom.
Yeah, anything's better than where we were at. And it wasn't your fault. I mean, people just don't understand, you know, technical difficulties happen from time to time. There are ghosts in the machine.
Yeah, Cole McGrath.
Cole, yeah.
You know, I'm rocking. I'm rocking it.
Well, you did good.
But so
we got through. We weathered the storm.
This last week, right, we approached and crossed the point of having been in this pandemic a year, right?
Okay.
And it made me kind of...
As a matter of fact, can I put you on hold for one second? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This also, we have to have a party because this all, we're creeping up on Zay's 1 year.
Oh, true.
We are creeping up on Zay's 1 year.
Yeah.
We have been on the air for 4 years. Which is alarming. Alarming. We have been giving you a message for 4 years. Zay has been on here almost a year, so we're going to have a party.
Oh, that's big.
Hell yeah.
That's big time.
Pizza and everything? Cake?
Pizza. Well, do we get one scoop or two scoops? It depends. Did you read your book?
Of pizza? Are we scooping out the pizza?
So we had incentives in elementary school, like you would have an ice cream party if you read your book and did your book report.
Ah, okay.
Supporting literature.
And I, Derek, rose that too.
Did you stop?
Hey, homeboy.
No, you did not.
Hey, homegirl. You want the pizza party? You want the pizza party? You're going to do this essay for me.
Yeah, I'll pick you first on the kickball squad.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mind eating sunflower seeds for lunch tomorrow. I don't mind messing. You know, you got to threaten homegirl and everybody else. You got to find that one girl who where. If this pizza party doesn't happen, then it's, her whole year's ruined.
This is what you look forward to all the time. You don't get ice cream at home, do you?
Yeah.
You don't. Neither do we. So we want it. We want it here.
So now that we know Zay's a sociopath,
don't you put that on him, Ricky Bobby?
But since we crossed the 1 year line, right, it made me start thinking about and reflecting the things that I miss the most about pre-corona world. And one of those things is hugs, right? And especially amongst friends and whatnot. But my second thing has got to be a good old-fashioned wrestling match between you and a friend.
See, WPS.
So wait a
WPS.
Second. So wait a second. You would actually wrestle your friends still?
It was more my little brother. We would definitely like, oh yeah, me and my little brother would go at it, bro. And I mean, keep in mind, I'm 22, he's 20. So we're basically grown men trying to pin each other. We don't swing on each other hard, but you know, it's like you get your little licks in there and whatnot. It's love. That's what it is. You know?
Right. Yeah, that is some WPS. It's, you know what else is WPS? This might actually turn you on to some more WPS. Going down a mountain on a board is some WPS.
What is happening?
Okay.
Very true. Anything with a mountain,
anything looking,
to be honest, anything with a mountain is probably on the WPS.
Anything
scale.
Looking for that WB adrenaline. That's that WPS.
WB adrenaline.
You know what that WB adrenaline is? You're watching a WB, sitting there watching a what is it? You know, Dawson's Creek on the WB.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
It's just a class. All right, Sam, I'm sorry. We bogarted.
No, you're good. No, absolutely. That's what this is for, bro.
We're throwing
stuff. We haven't been with each other in a long
It's been
time.
A while, man.
It's been a while.
This is a nice reunion.
This segment is for tomfoolery, so I fully encourage it.
And we can go as long as you want.
Like I was saying, you know, wrestling and whatnot. So today I have some of my favorite movies with wrestlers in them. These are wrestlers who attempted an acting career, you know.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, so sometimes it's great, sometimes it was
any movie of The Rock on there, I'm throwing you out.
I do not. Okay. I actually made it I made a point to not. I almost put The Mummy. What was it? Which mummy was
Scorpion
he in?
King?
Yes, I almost put Scorpion King in.
That was kind of rough.
He looked so stupid in Scorpion King.
That was a rough one.
He looked so dumb.
But that was the start of his career. I mean, that was his transition period. He was trying to get out. He was doing anything he could.
The movie with Johnny Knoxville is what broke him through to me. Which it still wasn't that good.
Which
but he was kind of a badass.
What was that movie called?
I don't even think he was Dwayne Johnson still. I think he was still going by The Rock.
Yeah.
You know, at this time. Like, I
gotta look it up. I'll look it up.
But we do have a secret word.
Okay.
So
someone wants to know the secret word theory. Shouldn't the point of the secret word be for Sam to get you all to say the word, and therefore you all get shocked?
No, I'm not. I'm not with that. Whoever said that.
That's the thing. Is like these guys are saying that I have WPS or whatever.
That comes from Allstruck Construction.
I think me wanting to get shocked is part of this WPS that I Googled. So I now know what it means. but I am all for this. Like, I am all for the bit, baby. I am in it. So I won't make these guys indulge in the pain. It'll be more, I like it too that way better, because it's like, if you guys say it, I get to play my sounder and torture you guys a little bit, and you guys get to also give some of the pain back. Especially since maybe that should be it. Maybe I put on the collar, and since I always F up and say the word, if I say the word, I get shocked. Maybe that's a better ultimatum.
I think this is getting very dark here.
Why?
Because I don't want to hurt anybody.
It's all right. A little pain. Yeah, it's all fun and games, bro.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, it's the hard love.
It's all fun and games.
No, I mean, sure. Okay.
I'm going to tell you, it's science. I am too cheap to buy the dog collar, but I know you guys are not, and I know Zay would probably be the most likely to do it. So, Zay, if you come in with a dog collar, I will legitimately wear
it. Let's put it up to our list.
Yo, that's racist, Sam. What? That's racist.
You're not wearing the dog. I'm wearing the dog collar, bro.
I know, but you to just think that I would have one.
I don't think you have one. I said that you guys would buy one. What are you talking about?
I got a dog collar.
There you go. Bring it in.
I don't.
Bring it in.
Why do you assume that I would?
Well, I'm saying a shot. I didn't say I'd assumed you have one. I said I assumed you would like to see me be in pain the most. Mm-hmm. I know what kind of person
you are.
Okay.
Samwell. Okay. So what am I?
We have to get to the word.
Yeah, we got
to
get the secret word.
We got to get the word out.
All right. So Wags, do your thing. Turn your headphones down. Keep your microphone on. It's been a minute. So
my headphones are down.
Okay. Zay is
my.
All right. The secret word is.
Good.
Okay.
No.
All right. The secret word is.
I'm telling you, bro.
Right, you got to keep your mic on. Right. And now, okay. Yeah, right. Now you can't hear me.
I didn't know what was going on. It's been a long time.
All right, folks. It's just us now. The secret word is snake.
I can't hear it.
Snake. All right, I'm giving Wags the thumbs up. He's not looking at me though.
Tommy Lee Jones.
This is catastrophic, folks. He doesn't even know to come
Tommy
back.
Tommy Lee Jones is best stuff.
He's just hollering about Tommy Lee.
Not the fugitive, but U.S. Marshals.
U.S. Marshals?
I can't hear myself. Oh, I got to turn myself.
There you go.
There we are.
Welcome
Men
back,
Men in
Wags.
Black?
No, U.S. Marshals, I think, with Robert Downey Jr. I mean, Harrison Ford with The Fugitive, that was great. That was cool, but I think U.S. Marshals was better than The Fugitive.
Yeah. Okay, the movie that I'm talking about with Dwayne Johnson and Johnny Knoxville is Walking Tall.
Walking Tall,
yes.
You're right.
That's it, bro.
He's just swinging a big, piece of wood around the majority of the movie.
But Walking, he's a good guy in Walking Tall, isn't he? He goes home.
He's always a good guy. It's
that's right. He's ex Special Forces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes back to that casino.
Yeah.
And the tree from Mystery Alaska is in there.
Who he has to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude plays Odin in a few other things too for the Vikings. Yeah, it's typecasting.
Well, if we're talking about
Kevin Dunn, actually.
Oh, the other Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, the Kevin Dunn, yeah.
if we're talking about a universe where Odin exists, I think it's perfect that we start out with your boy Dave Bautista in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Good segue.
All right, now wait, you don't think Bautista's good?
So it's not that I don't think he's good. Like, this list definitely has some good ones. It has a couple, it's got one bad one. It's got one movie that I hate.
Okay.
Other than that, I think these are all solid.
I think Bautista's pretty good in it.
He is solid, and I think honestly, I consistently forget that he was a wrestler, and I think it's because he just wrestled around so many other prolific people. Like, he was tag teaming with Ric Flair back in the day. You know, he had some Rey Mysterio stuff, and out of all wrestlers, I'd definitely say Rey Mysterio is probably top of my list.
Would you say that Bautista didn't really have the spotlight on him, or that he shared a lot of the spotlight?
He shared it, I feel like. Because I think most of his wins, I don't watch.
He had one big run to where he was the champ and he was the man. I think that was when, you know, Triple H, that whatever saga that was with Randy Orton already left, and then Triple H came in the game with, they were still on the same team with him and Ric Flair, and then Triple H and Ric Flair were still trying to run the game, and Dave Bautista was like, wait a minute, I'm really good too. I don't have to listen to Triple H anymore. And yeah, that's when he got his own shine. So he did have it, fellas.
So
he
guys are wrestling fans.
Oh, I'm a huge wrestling fan. You can't tell me nothing.
I dabbled back in the day. But
I'm a huge wrestling fan.
I kind of fell out of it after The Rock and, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin type of rivalry.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there were some good people back then. You know, there was tons of them. They all had gimmicks. It was fun. It was a fun time.
I mean, Undertaker always kind of was the top of the pinnacle for me. I mean, he was the pantheon. He was always the godfather for me. So,
legend.
I don't know.
Of course, right? Dave Bautista has since his wrestling career kind of moved more. Maybe he is taking more of the spotlight now, and he's doing everything from like cheesy family schlock movies to big budget superhero action movies, right? Like the one we're focusing on in this segment.
I love Batista. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
It's like every movie that he's in, it's like they asked for Dwayne Johnson first, and
right?
Then The Rock was like, nah. And then Batista was like, I'll do it.
It feels like you probably go like The Rock, Dave Bautista, and then if you can't get Dave Bautista, you probably go like Vin Diesel or something like that. You know what I mean?
Man,
like
him as Drax is amazing.
He's great as Drax, but like, do you really think they wouldn't have rather had The Rock as Drax?
He would not have been able to deliver. I'll do you one better. Why, Gamora?
You just did.
See? Get him,
you
Sam.
Just did.
Get him. I'm telling you, Wags, Batista is just a bootleg Dwayne Johnson.
I'm just a good voiceover guy, though.
You are. We'll give you that. But Dave Bautista is a bootleg Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. I'll agree with you on this.
If somebody said I was a bootleg Draymond Green, I'd take that.
There you go. this is one movie that always makes me feel like a hipster just because of the soundtrack. Because there's so many great songs on this soundtrack.
70s, yeah, man.
And it's like, I mean, you guys know I'm a huge fan of that era of music. And I feel like a lot of people in my generation only know of those kinds of songs. Or not even those kinds of songs. They know like the 10 songs that are in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure.
And they don't necessarily explore the rest of that music. Anyways, I'm already sounding like a hipster and
I hate it.
No,
you're all right.
No, I hate it. Because it makes me...
Well, I know because...
It's great music.
It's pretty
bro.
Good music. It's,
really?
It's some golden music.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You got some Motown on there. You got some... what's some other... You got the Cherries or... I can't even think. The raspberries. You got the raspberries on there.
You got
back from the old golden age of the start of rock and roll and stuff.
That opening with Blue Suede, you know, got that hooked on a feeling.
Hooked on a Mr. Blue Sky.
Mr.
You got
Blue
some
Sky
ELO on there,
and that's the one that honestly bugs me the most because I don't think anyone, at least my age, knew about Mr. Blue Sky before this movie happened, and it was like, how do you not listen to ELO? ELO is monumental. Anyways, again, sounding like a hipster, I don't like it. also, it was written and directed by James Gunn, who I think is a really weird choice in general. I don't know why they would have picked him to do this movie, because before this, really the only major credits he had to his name were like the live-action Scooby-Doo movies and Dawn of the Dead. He had one superhero movie called Super that starred Rainn Wilson. I don't know if you guys ever saw this. It is the strangest superhero movie you will ever see.
I think it was a remake.
Was it a remake?
I think they did. I think Super was done back in the 70s,
huh.
Or they did a spinoff or something. I'm not sure. I could be wrong.
It was bizarre. It was like Rainn Wilson gets like a Jesus quest, and he goes around and starts beating up fools with a wrench. It was really weird. Not a movie I recommend, but like I said, James Gunn, weird choice. Moving right along, we have our next wrestler movie. Tie-in, whatever you want to call it. They Live with Rowdy Roddy Piper, your boy. One of the best movies and probably most infamous wrestlers on this list as just being an absolute wild card. From shooting gators trying to make boots and having them turn out to be alive in the water, stories like that, drunken arrests all over the place, and even smashing coconuts on the head of giants like Snuka. I don't know if you guys remember this back in the Piper's Pit. So pretty much like he had a talk show on
Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
Yes. Yeah. He had a talk show back on
the dude that used to jump off the top turnbuckle.
Yeah.
The high flying Superfly Snuka.
Yeah.
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 Did not know this.
So he had like a talk show where basically he would like instigate beefs. I don't know if he was WWE at this point. He might have still been WWF. But he would basically have people on his talk show and they'd conversate, he'd talk trash, they'd talk trash. It was a good time. So when Snuka came on, he basically started making fun of them, started pulling out like pineapples, saying, "Oh, it looks like the women, you know, from where you're from," pulls out like bananas, starts saying all this other trash. And then finally he pulls out a coconut. And so Jimmy leans forward at one point and he takes the coconut, smashes it on his head, and literally knocks him through the set wall. He was so dazed. And I've seen several interviews about this incident, and neither one of them knew this was going to happen. Roddy Piper, going into the segment, was not planning on smashing the coconut on his head. He said that literally he just saw the opportunity and was like, "Yeah, this is a good idea. It'll hype the people up for this rivalry that's going to be upcoming." Totally worked. Even Snuka said after the fact, like, you know, I wasn't mad about it because it 100% worked. That it hyped people up. Did what it was supposed to do. Roddy Piper, crazy guy. But
He wore a kilt.
Yeah, he wore a kilt all the time, which, I mean, that's kind of badass. Especially nowadays, they have whole movements alike.
He kind of half-assed it because he wore something under it.
Did he really?
Yeah, he wore underwear. You can't wear a kilt under there with nothing going on.
Were you looking for dongle, bro?
Of course. Come on. I want authenticity.
Yo, if I saw Roddy Piper's Jungle Bunnies hanging around, I wouldn't have watched wrestling. Like, I wouldn't have watched something else. So thank God for that.
Let's just take it back to the Greeks.
But he starred in what is probably one of my favorite sci-fi action movies of all time, John Carpenter's They Live, which is...
John Carpenter's got a lot of good stuff.
He has a lot of great stuff. I really like his action movies the best. Honestly, I think...
Escape from New York or an Escape from L.A. type of guy, Plissken?
I think I'd have to go probably Escape from New York, honestly. Yeah, I think Escape from New York's the better one.
Two thumbs up.
I honestly, though, out of those movies, I still prefer Big Trouble in Little China. Big Trouble in 100%. Little China is better than all of the above.
When Jack Burton says checks in the mail, you know it, bud.
Basically, Roddy Piper is a drifter with no real direction or purpose in his life until one day when he finds a pair of sunglasses that allow him to see the world for what it really is, an alien-filled cesspool, and it's basically filled to the brim with propaganda and subliminal messaging to make all of us humans a little more subservient to the alien folk. Some of these messages are absolutely hilarious. They read like, eat, sleep, reproduce, consume, watch TV. And then, of course, on the actual TV, this is your God. So Carpenter was trying to be like a little, you know, foreshadowy with what he was doing. He was trying to make a statement about society and whatnot, that we were all, you know, slaves to the media and this and that and everything.
What you working with there? Some meat?
Yeah, it was a little, it tasted a little carroty. There's some pineapples.
Wait, what? I can't see.
He just had a burp. I was just wondering what he was working with there.
Could you hear me on the air, though? Because I turned away, or did you just see me?
I saw you, okay. But everybody else, like, you know, somebody's wondering, like, what did he pause for there? That was an unnatural pause. He just had a huge burp.
gross, man.
But anyways, Keith David's there, man. Meg Foster was a babe. You got to check this movie out. Next up, we have Friday, your boy Tom Lister Jr., a.k.a. Zeus. The human wrecking machine.
What up, Debo?
Yup.
He was good as Debo, but have you guys seen Armed and Dangerous with John Candy and Eugene Levy? Zeus was in this too.
No.
Tiny Lester is in this too.
I don't think I have seen that one.
He plays a security guard as well with Dooley and John Candy. Or Dooley is John Candy, but yeah. And he is bad on bad. Like, he's ripped.
Huh.
But yeah, he's only got a couple of lines, but he delivers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's weird is I feel like a lot of people don't even know that he had, like, a professional wrestling career because it was really short-lived. I think he was wrestling for maybe a year, and it was all spurred on by...
He came out No Holds Barred, right?
Yeah, No Holds Barred, a WWF-funded movie to basically play the rival of Hulk Hogan in the movie. And the WWE decided to make it a real thing and bring him on as Zeus, the human wrecking machine. Badass name. Also a little weird to say. That's a mouthful. You shouldn't... I think they learned a lot from that. But Friday, honest, I haven't met a single person who doesn't absolutely love this movie. And if you don't, you're 100% wrong. Some of my favorite things in a movie is when it takes place entirely in one day. And this whacked out neighborhood is one hell of a day. All spurred by the legendary firing of Craig, of course, Ice Cube, and his friend Chris Tucker, Smokey Chris Tucker, his determination to get him high on his fired day. It all just goes into madness from there. This actually has recently sparked a little bit of controversy. I don't know if you boys have heard about this. Hashtag Free Friday.
What?
Hashtag Free all right, Friday.
Enlighten me. What's going on?
So, Ice Cube wants to make more Fridays.
Oh, is he being held back?
He does not own the rights to Friday. Warner Bros. Owns the rights to Friday. So they get final say-so on whether or not another one can actually happen.
Nah, you can't make it. You can't make another one anymore. With the passing of our guy, John Witherspoon.
Straight up.
Like you said, Tiny just passed away also.
Yep.
Like, there's too many legends
that are gone.
Made the movie what it is. That are gone, I think.
Plus,
and we've got sequels.
I know, you got to face the facts. Like, we got sequels, and next Friday was okay. Friday After Next sucked.
Wait, no. I'm not going to let you bash those
Are you
movies.
Kidding me, bro? You're going to defend Friday After Next.
Yes, that's my dad's favorite
my
movie.
My name is Paul, and this stuff's between y'all.
Yo, Friday After Next. It, obviously, it's not as good as Friday, but it is still a classic. Like, Ice Cube delivered. Day Day, come on, Mike Epps. These movies made Mike Epps.
That's another thing too. A lot of people are sleeping on Ice Cube's writing capability, like his ability to create with the pen. Yeah, not just in lyrics, but I mean putting motion pictures together. Dude.
Absolutely. And another thing that people are sleeping on about this movie, right? Zay brought up your boy John Witherspoon. He had a YouTube channel for a little while called Cooking for Poor People.
Hilarious.
One of the best YouTube channels I have ever watched in my entire life. If you haven't seen it, go do yourself a favor and check out Cooking for Poor People with John Witherspoon. Rest in peace, man. Dude rode in our elevators before.
Oh, yeah. I got a picture with
him. Sat right here.
Yep.
Right here.
Amazing.
Right here.
So the last movie on our list, boys. This one's going to be a little quick because we're pretty late on time.
We're good, man.
You say that. You say that. And then, see, the people don't know. Behind the scenes, right, Wags is like, oh, we're good. And then behind the scenes,
Sam's
he literally...
calling. Sam's getting a call.
Like, dude, it's bad.
Stop.
All right, so The Princess Bride, right? Andre the Giant.
Classic.
Absolutely.
You stop. He did great in this movie.
See, this is one that I'm wishy-
Hello, lady.
I'm so wishy-washy on this movie. I go through phases of absolutely hating it, and I go through phases of absolutely loving this movie. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just the mood I'm in, the time of my life that I'm seeing it. I don't know. But I've been willing to watch it on my own accord and been like, wow, this was awful. And then I've had other people make me watch it after that. And I say, oh, wow, this was a great movie. I don't know why I hated it a second ago. Anyways.
This is like the movie that you could watch with your lady and get points for because women
Correct.
Love this movie.
Correct.
Right?
This is a multi-purpose movie, Zay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is the movie where you get points.
This is a multi-purpose movie.
You get points for watching it. And, like, it's amusing enough to be like, oh, yeah, like, this is a chick flick, right? And she'd be like, yeah, this is a chick flick. And then you'd be like, okay, but Andre the Giant's in it. They're sword fighting, like, you know, in a way.
Well,
this is a dude's movie, too.
So Andre the Giant and Indigo Montoya, I don't know his name in real life.
Manny, it's Manny. Damn it, he's a dude from Homeland.
I've never watched Homeland.
Oh, Sam, we got to get you spun up on that, too. That was actually getting kind of very real. I had to stop watching it, man. It was bringing up some emotions.
That was how I was with Sons of Anarchy, bro. I had to stop that around, I don't even remember what season it was, but we'll talk about
it. It reminded you about your biker day, Sam?
Yeah, my hardcore biker days.
Your biker friends that you had to leave behind before your radio life.
Could you hit the breaking news sounder?
Yes, I can.
This just in from... it's just Bruno just scored in the second minute from a penalty in the Manchester United Manchester City match from the Etihad. So there you go, just off and underway, and already we have a scoring update there in the Premier League for the Manchester Derby. All right, sorry, Sam, go ahead.
Now you're all good. It's a wishy-washy movie. Of course, it's got everything from pirates to castles to wizards, all the classic fairy tale types of things that you would want to see in a movie. Second best part other than Andre and Indigo are Wallace Shawn, of course. You know, the guy that talks like this.
Inconceivable.
I can't do it. That guy is inherently hilarious. Oh, Carrie Elweaves.
Cary Elweaves and Robin Wright. She's not a pen at that. She's just Robin Wright at that time. But yeah, that was Wesley. How do you not like this movie? And then you got Fred Savage talking to Peter Falk, the old granddad coming in. He's just trying to play RBI baseball, but granddad won't let him play. He's got to give him a story about a love story.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. It's like
him a book.
If I'm sick like that and I don't want to hear it, just leave. I don't care.
They shared a good moment.
They did.
And we got a good story out of it.
Yeah.
My name is Enrico Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
But of course, Andre was an absolute monster back in the day. His beer can pictures are legendary. Have you guys seen him holding a beer can in his hand?
Yeah, it looks like a little mini. Little 4 ounces I hold.
Yeah, his documentary was amazing. I forgot. I don't know if it was on HBO or one of those channels, but it was really good.
Wags was talking about earlier trying to see Rowdy Roddy Piper's Hog. I think this is one man whose hog.
I didn't say that.
You were looking, Wags.
I did not say that.
You were looking.
You put words in my mouth.
Man. I didn't put anything in your mouth.
Wags, you did claim that he wasn't a true.
We are so late on break. What are you talking about here?
He wasn't a true Scottish man.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
If that Johnson wasn't, you know.
You'll have to go back to the tape.
If he wasn't hanging
brain. Go back to the tape.
He's not Scottish.
What are you
That's
talking
what
about?
Said.
So the guy's hanging a little brain. What are you talking about here, Creed? Or was that, did we say the word?
No, we didn't. And
Jesus.
I was so, dude, I was so mad. Word is done for the day?
Word is done.
Okay.
Word is done.
Okay, so I was so mad because I said it as snake because I knew when we talked about Escape from New York.
I almost said Plissken, too.
You said Plissken instead.
I didn't say snake Plissken.
You didn't
I said
say,
Plissken.
Every time we've ever brought up Escape from New York, you have gone, snake Plissken, and look straight at me. And you
and
literally.
And I pointed at you and I said Plissken.
The one time you don't say snake Plissken, oh, God, I was mad, bro.
That's why your hand went over there. Okay, I was just like, well, what did I do? I didn't say, I thought you were getting ready to hit the dump button.
No.
I thought I said something. All right, guys, good stash there, good stash. We got way off the the rails there, but that's what it's for anyways. All right, don't go anywhere. On the other side, we'll continue talking sports. No Al Walsh. We're going to try and scramble and see if we can get another guest on, but we don't really like to do work around here, so probably not. We're just going to continue having a good conversation. It's the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. You streaming live at hornfm.com.
Now, back to the Wagner Wire.
All right, welcome back to the Wagner Wire on 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. You stream live at hornfm.com. CB just sent me a hell of a tweet here. It looks like Zack Snyder's Justice League and the Nightmare storyline is actually going to go down. We're getting some sneak peek. I'm going to retweet this. CB's already tweeted this at me. I'm going to retweet his thing here so you guys can see this, all you DC fans. So we give Marvel a lot of praise here on this show. Like rightfully so. Like, Marvel has been kicking ass. Like, they are, since Feige has been in production of Marvel Studio 10, like, they have just been launching hit after hit. And WandaVision, I don't know if you guys have tuned into WandaVision yet. I won't say anything. I won't spoil anything. It is amazing. Like, I think if you guys know the story of Wanda Maximoff and Scarlet Witch, you know what could potentially be happening in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And we like to talk about hoops here a lot. I'm just saying, you know, Kyrie Irving's got one hell of a crossover. This storyline could have one hell of a crossover. That's all I'm saying. And boom! That's it.
Look at you. That make you feel good get that out?
No, that's all I can say before. So that is all I can say without spoiling stuff. Like, that's me throwing a nugget there, but without spoiling the show. You feel me? You know what I mean there?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen, like, pictures of WandaVision because, you know, Twitter can make fun of anything.
Sure.
And I've seen, like, I guess, Homeboy with, like, a chain on.
Yeah,
and, like, his,
bro. Yeah, the realest dude. Yeah.
And I'm like, this can't be real. And if he does have a chain on, I need to invest myself in some way.
I don't know if I can't remember. I have to go back and rewatch it, but I can't remember if he actually had a chain on.
Yeah, Twitter will make a mockery out of anything.
But, I mean, they did have some really cool 70s attire and get-ups going. Like, I mean, it was... Like, the wardrobe was kind of hot. I'm not, and I don't really do, you know, shiny, happy people all that well. You know what I mean? Like, the 70s bell bottoms and stuff, like, that's just not my scene. But, I mean, they made it look good. But, yeah, everything about WandaVision, I'm buying in. I'm buying in completely. But, yeah, CB sent me this thing. I just retweeted it. It looks like Zack Snyder could be bringing, you know, DCEU back to prominence, man. I mean, hopefully. Because this is the comic. These are the comics that I grew up as a kid. Like, you know, the Hall of Justice and, you know, Superman, Aquaman, Batman, Flash. You know, even when Aquaman wasn't as cool as Aquaman was. Like, now, you know what I mean? Or Aquaman is now. Like, what, you know, Wonder Woman leading the way. Like, you know, it was some good comics, man. But now...
I think they're just going to do the same thing Marvel did. I think they're just going to slowly build and build until they get to Crisis on Infinite Earths.
That's what you think is going to happen?
Yeah, and then they're going to just do Crisis on Infinite Earths.
So we'll see. I mean, we talked about The Rock. The Rock is now, you know, casted as Black Adam.
Yeah.
And Black Adam's a powerful dude. We'll see. We will see. But see, will he have the cockiness and arrogance of a god? Because, I mean, that's the thing that set aside Black Adam for me was... He was powerful, and he, like, when he came down to, like, when he came down to Earth 1, he was powerful, dude.
I mean, isn't
like,
that...
Like, he was arrogant.
Was The Rock a heel? I mean,
he was a heel
for a little while.
Yeah,
if he was a heel, he can pull that off.
Yeah, he was a
like,
heel.
Like, that's pretty much the same thing.
And you did have the people's elbow and the eyebrow.
Yeah.
But that was, like, flamboyant arrogance. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, this is... Godlike arrogance is tough to pull off. Like, I don't even think Hemsworth did it that well with Thor. Like, he was arrogant, but he was cheesy arrogant.
Yeah.
Like tossing, like, flicking Mjolnir, like, tossing Mjolnir. You know what I mean? Like, it's just an easy tool, like a wrench, just the flip up in the air. Like, that, I hated that scene, by the way. Like, that's just, you don't do that. That's disrespecting the tool right there. All right. Back to, you know, get off our toolish comic book comments here. But, yeah, man, it's so... I don't know. I'm all over the place with DC. I'm hoping that they can do some good things, but I still a little bit of skepticism, you know, a little bit of reluctancy. I don't want to buy all in and then get my heart ripped out again.
So. I just think it's hilarious to hear when you guys talk about sports, I get all quiet. And when we start nerding out about comic books, they get all quiet.
That's all y'all. Y'all take over. I am chilling. I am not even going to try to attempt to and pretend that I know what y'all are talking about. Like, Hemsworth, I know what he looks like. Him and his brother are doing their thing. Like, is he still with Miley? Like, that's where I'm at.
Wait a second. Is Hemsworth with Miley?
He was, bro. Yeah, I think
the youngest one was. Yeah, because I think Hemsworth is with, like, some... Chris Hemsworth is with some strong nutritionist or something like that. Like, she's an athlete or something like that.
Huh. Okay.
I have to look in. I don't have these guys' lives down, but I mean, yeah, dude. Yeah, my wife likes him. I know. I know my wife likes looking at him. Like, that's probably the only reason why she'll entertain watching a movie with me is just because of some of the eye candy in there which I get.
Even after he got fat,
yeah.
Did that ruin it for her?
No, that's actually kind of made it funny. For her, I thought it was stupid. Like, you don't disrespect a god like that.
Wait, he got
a demigod. So
yeah.
in the movie, they make him depressed, and I don't know. I don't want to spoil it for you. Have you not seen it?
Oh, I don't care.
They
don't
see any of these.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, spoil it.
So in the movie, in Endgame, you know, Thor's dealing with depression because he failed to save the world and kill Thanos the first time. So he drinks himself into a stupor and gets fat and just, I mean, it's a fat suit, but still, like, Thor's a demigod.
He's literally like, sitting there getting drunk, playing Fortnite on the couch. And I'm not exaggerating. He's like, literally playing Fortnite.
That is the scene, bro.
I feel him.
That is the scene. But, I mean, it's just weird bringing modern day into, I don't know, cinematic universe, Marvel Cinematic Universe, and then having Thor with a gut. That's just weird. All right, back to the NBA. All right, you guys bet on yourselves, right? A lot? I like to think that, you know, I am confident in what I do. Blake Griffin bought out his contract with the Detroit Pistons. Now, everybody that has been keeping their eye on hoops for a while knows that just it's not working. Detroit is just not working with their hoop squad there. Like, Reggie Jackson thought that he was a little bit better than Russell Westbrook, so he left Oklahoma and went over to Detroit. He couldn't get nothing going either. So Blake Griffin comes in after the 2018 deal, and just 1 year, I think, after the 2018-2017 deal with the Clippers. You know, he's supposed to be the big name free agent there with Detroit, but you can't attract anybody, any other free agents in Detroit just because it's not working for Blake. Blake has been broken. Now, there's teams that are linked to Blake Griffin with the buyout now. I mean, I think the buyout was like for $39 million or something like that. I had to go back and see Woj's report. But yeah, $39 million is what the buyout was for. And he was owed $36.6 million on the contract of the 39. So he bought that out. Now they're saying that potential contenders could consist of, the Nets from Brooklyn. I mean, prominent, like the Sixers as well. I mean, my question is, who would actually want to go with a battered up and kind of broken Blake Griffin now? Like, sure, that's what he's eyeing up. He's eyeing up contenders, but are contenders actually, you know, reciprocating the love for him?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, who really needs what Blake Griffin can provide? And that's, like, if you need that and if he's okay with that, then who knows what it can be. Like, Blake Griffin, I think he understands at this point of his career that, you know, he's not the same, you know, jumping out the gym, 25 points, 10 rebounds a game type of guy. And if he's okay with that, then, you know, Brooklyn bringing him in, Los Angeles, Miami, you know, even Golden State, wouldn't be, you know, bad choices for him to go to. Now, Brooklyn, I don't think they necessarily need him at this point.
Right, because what can he provide, Zay? That's my thing. Like, yeah, he's not nothing. The high-flying, you know, rim-rocking dude. I mean, back in, 16, 17, he developed a little bit of a jumper. He was hitting some things from beyond the arc, and his handles were a little bit better. But it's not Lob City anymore, dude.
No, not at all. And again, like, I don't think he would make Brooklyn worse, but I think they would be, you know, degressing in a way because they need more of a big man that could play defense than another scorer. Like, they don't, scoring's the last thing the Brooklyn Nets need. You know,
I think they got that covered, man.
Yeah, Miami Heat, like, they're back in the playoff race. Like, all of the, you know, all this talk about them not making it and Tyler Hero being on trading block and Duncan Robinson also, like, they're going to be fine too. They just needed Jimmy Butler to fully recover from whatever COVID problems that he was having. Like, it took him basically a month to get back. Now that he's back, you know, the Miami Heat, they're sitting at the sixth seed, not worried about the, you know, 7th through 10th seed playoff or playoff tournament bracket, whatever they're doing. So,
you know where I see him working? You know, because you mentioned it, like the four teams that are actually on the list that he's eyeing up: Brooklyn, Golden State, Miami, and Portland. I see Golden State.
Yeah.
I can see Golden State. Like, Golden State, they don't really need the scoring output from Blake Griffin. I mean, what? He's only providing, what's his numbers? 13. He's only averaging 13. But, dude, so really, And I don't know how much defense he can actually provide there. You know that Draymond's got that covered inside the paint, and Steph's got the perimeter on lock. But, I mean, I could see, you know, when Golden State starts to run, I could definitely see Blake getting back into it if his legs stay young. But to me, isn't the damage already done?
Yeah, yeah. And, I wouldn't mind the Celtics making the run at him.
That's another,
I think
yeah,
the Celtics, I think he would help them out a lot just because, you know, Blake Griffin playing 22 minutes a game with the Celtics, you know, he could be productive there. Also, the Trailblazers, especially with Nurkic and Zach Collins being in and out of the training room all the time. Like, they need a big that could be steady because Carmelo Anthony is giving them a lot of minutes that he probably thought he wouldn't be given, you
right.
know. With,
he wasn't expecting this. No, none of us were.
No, and Melo's been terrific this year. But, you know, they probably don't want Melo playing those types of minutes.
Right.
So Blake
but, I mean,
Griffin could help them out a lot also.
So if Blake goes there to Portland, right, now we're starting to see these, I guess, studs that, you know, we thought these Hoopers would be able to carry teams back in the day. Now we're seeing these studs kind of get assembled into kind of like role types, almost to where Melo is now the sniper role. And what role would Blake Griffin be able to provide there?
And it's funny how, you know, it always works out like that for
doesn't
players.
It?
Like certain players can, you know, gravitate
Big
to that.
Big Shot Bob.
Yeah, and can accept that. But even Big Shot Bob, you know, he wasn't really a perennial all-star and, you know, a guy
perfect.
That was on TV
no,
all
fits.
The time. Like, Blake Griffin's on TV or was on TV all the time. Like,
those Kia commercials?
Yeah.
Those jumping over the vehicle?
Exactly. Like, he has this comedy thing that he likes to do when he goes back in L.A. Like, I've seen him in multiple movies and making cameos on TV.
Well, he was in Old Spice, too, wasn't he? He was in those Old Spice commercials?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think so.
Cheesy ass.
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. So Blake Griffin, he's definitely gotten that bag throughout his career. So it's funny that players like that can swallow their pride and become a role player or just another guy on the team that has to, you know, really check themselves and understand that, hey, I'm not what I once was. I got to do what's best for this team, and if that's only playing 23 minutes a game, then so be it. And, you know,
right.
only certain guys can do that, Wags. Like, I, you know, not everybody's LeBron and can sustain this superstardom. Like, that's that's not a real thing. And sometimes, you know, guys can't do it. Like, look at Dwayne Wade. Like, he could still be playing right now, and he says it himself. Like, I still got legs, but I don't want to play anymore.
Right.
And you might think that could be just him being drained, or he just can't accept being a role player.
That's what I think it is. I don't know if I'd be able to reduce my role. Like, for me, but, all right, case in point, all right? Like, when you guys were in here just in the fray during Snowmageddon, right, and you guys were just battling it out, duking it out, right? Just it might sound like I'm being, you know, over dramatic about it, but you're taking away from your home. You're taking away from your loved ones. You're out here doing work for, you know, a business, but you're outside the comfort of your own home is my thing. It's somewhat of a hardship regardless. I mean, sure, you have shelter. You did not have water, did you? Like, you guys lost
times,
water.
Yeah, we lost water at times at basically the whole time. It came back off and on, but
right.
I'd say we didn't have water.
But it was a hardship nonetheless,
yeah, 80%
right?
Of the
Sam
time.
had a similar, you know, work experience with, you know, that week as well, where I was, you know, not. I was, for, you know, luckily enough to, you know, be able to stay home and take care of the problems that were happening at my house. But my problem is I'm so used to being in the fight. You know what I mean? Like that guilt sits in. We talk about mental health a lot, right? That guilt sits in if you're not with your boys, if you're not with your brothers battling. And the same thing happened to me in combat or in the Marine Corps, right? Like, I broke. Like, my knee, I needed arthroscopic microfractures in both my knees. I have no cartilage in either knee. I was moved to a position where I was still in a leadership position, but taking care of wounded and ill and injured Marines. But it would kill me to see my Marines that I trained with, my Marines that were under my command, leave to go off to Afghanistan or go off to another theater to fight when I couldn't be there with him.
Right.
So I'm thinking that's the type of mentality that Dwayne Wade is feeling too. Like, I can't step down. Like, I'm used to leading the team. I'm used to being more than just a contributor. Now, look, I'm not throwing, you know, I'm not throwing shade at people that just want to be contributors or whatever. I mean, that's role players and key cogs are a reason for tremendous success. But there are some people that just don't wear that role well, man. It just doesn't happen because all you know is being in the fight.
Yeah, and it's rare that we see it. Like Jason Kidd, he's been one of those guys that's been a superstar, perennial all-star, to where he's gone on teams and he's won a championship while not being the best player on the team.
Right.
Dirk was. So it depends on, you know, who you are, and sometimes you just got to check in your pride.
Very well spoken words, Zay. I appreciate that. Good, you know, dynamite drop in too, Sam. That's just good producing there. Really love that the fact that you're getting vocal on the airwaves.
When have I not been?
Excellent. What? There you go right there, Sam. I'm so free to chime in. I thought Sam was just going to let us ride off into the sunset, Zay. But
yeah, I think, does he have me potted down already?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm still up. Here
I
we can are. Hear you. All right. Now. Usually he pots me down when the music comes on, so I have no idea.
All right. Don't go nowhere. Keep the energy up and going live as well. Hour number three of the Wagner Wire with Isaiah Collier and Sam Pika, bringing you in and off these Austin radio airwaves on 104.9, 101.9. AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. No bet Midler singing for hour number three, I promise.